Peter O'Neill reporting live from the Money 2020 show in beautiful Amsterdam. And I'm here with Andrew Shikiar, who is the Chief Marketing Officer with the FIDO Alliance. And Andrew, we dedicated our entire last month at Find Biometrics and Mobile ID World to all the good things going on at the FIDO Alliance. Can you please share with us some of these exciting activities?
Yeah, thanks, Peter. It's great to be with you, as always. You know, the biggest thing that's happened to FIDO in 2018 has been the release of FIDO 2, the completion of the FIDO 2 project, which is going to bring ubiquitous coverage of FIDO authentication to leading web browsers, operating systems, and platforms. And this is really a sea change event for FIDO. It means that developers can now leverage the you know, very simple and elegant WebAuthn API to add FIDO authentication to websites that will be supported in leading browsers such as Microsoft Edge, Mozilla Firefox, and Google Chrome. Additionally, FIDO 2 is being built into the Windows environment, Windows 10, Windows Hello, and Google has plans to add more explicit support for FIDO into Android as well. So this means a much broader addressable user base for developers and for enterprises worldwide.
Well, thank you very much for that. And tell us what you have seen at this year's conference. There's a lot of panel discussions, etc. What have you found interesting at this year's show?
Yeah, so it's been a really good show for us. I mean, the Money 2020 organizers do a great job of getting a good blend of content and senior executives here at the show. I think inherently, payments require strong authentication. And what FIDO is trying to do is to diffuse the complexity of authentication to enable people to more easily participate in the networked economy. Right? So there's always a tension between usability and security, and FIDO is trying to crack that egg by providing a simpler, stronger approach to user authentication. And that's absolutely critical in payments, and that's resonated here at the show. As part of this commitment, FIDO's announced expansion this week to our liaison partnership with EMVCO to work on use cases associated with 3D Secure. So you'll see more and more coming from FIDO in this space. In general, it's been a really good week here at Money 2020. I think the highlight actually may have been at the start of the week when Ajay Bala of MasterCard stated unequivocally that they'll only let biometric credentials be stored on the device. Right, so that's very important to FIDO, and we think that this FIDO approach will continue to grow and trend upwards in the payment space and beyond.
Well, thanks you very much. I sat in on that session, and as always, he is one of the great believers in biometrics, and has been for years, and it's nice to see that develop so well. And what's next for FIDO?
Yeah, so if you look at them, so we're here in Europe, it's not by accident. So we're very committed to kind of expanding our footprint, globally, but particularly here in Europe. If you look at FIDO, the FIDO approach, our specifications were built with, with a privacy by design approach, which fits very naturally with the regulatory environment here in Europe. Right, so we think that the FIDO specs can be the foundation for strong solutions for PSD2 and GDPR, and the fact that we protect user attributes. And so you'll see more focus on how FIDO addresses those requirements as well as other regulatory requirements across the globe. So you'll see more of that. Additionally, as we talk about authentication and payment authentication, biometric authentication, we're putting greater focus on delineating the levels of security provided by a FIDO authenticator. So we have a FIDO Authenticator security certification program with multiple levels that will range from someone simply, third party simply vetting that a FIDO Authenticator has been implemented the right way, upwards to what we call L2 certification that will show that the private key is being stored in a restricted operating environment, so it protects against malware attacks. Then we'll soon be announcing the next level, which protects against hardware attacks. So we see that type of certification becoming more important as relying parties are more sensitive to the types of transactions and use cases that they want to support for user authentication. The last thing will be, another new thing we'll be launching is a biometric certification program, which will be first of its kind in the industry, independent actually of the FIDO specs, to certify the efficacy of different biometric modalities and biometric vendors. So those are some of the things we'll be working on. And other than that, just more focus on helping companies come to market with their FIDO solutions, both from a deploying standpoint and vendors who are, you know, developing FIDO offerings to sell into the growing ecosystem.
Well, congratulations on all those initiatives. The last one especially is much needed in our industry, so that's wonderful news. And as always, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you, Peter.